We welcome you to another live edition of the Sports Box, brought to you by our sponsor, Showcase Sports in Hamilton. Showcase Sports for the elite athlete. And by our friends over at CrowdPlay. Download the free CrowdPlay app today and check them out at www.crowdplayapp.com for details. Ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime.
Hey everybody, welcome to Cage My IQ. I'm your host, D-Bake. Joining with me is one championship contender, Jackie Button. How's it going, Jackie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Before we get started, I said this off air, but I just want to congratulate you on your debut. It was flawless, and I can't wait to see what you have going next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
As everybody knows, she fought back in, I believe it was the end of February. She beat a pretty good contender. And then she is also a training partner of Janet Todd, who won on Wednesday, which is great to hear. How is it being training partners with Janet Todd?
Oh, I mean, I'm super lucky and grateful to have her as, you know, my friend and training partner. You know, the common saying, iron sharpens iron, it's totally true. And she just keeps leveling me up, and it's a great partnership.
How does it feel? Like, I know you came out and said that you want to win in both the championship in kickboxing and Muay Thai. Which one would you say is going to be more difficult to do, kickboxing or Muay Thai?
I don't know. I mean, I've never fought kickboxing rules. I don't even know who signed up in the kickboxing division. I don't think they've had any kickboxing fights in the strawweight division. I don't really think one would be necessarily harder. But as of right now, my eyes are on the prize of the Muay Thai world title.
Before I get to start into some of my questions, how is cutting weight for you? Is it pretty easy or is it a little bit difficult?
So, you know, yeah, I'm 23 now. Probably a couple years ago, I walked around a lot heavier. I was kind of disciplined off camp, but my weight would fluctuate like crazy. So the past fight with Wonder Girl actually hired a different nutritionist and pretty much changed everything in my diet. And I was able to weigh in on weight and hydrated, and it had no issues making that weight at all. So as of right now, making weight is pretty easy, how it should be.
That's what it seems like a lot of fighters are doing now. They're hiring nutritionists to take care of their what they eat and then what they put in their body. I know in the UFC, Derek Lewis just started doing that, and he started cutting a lot of weight, and it's helped him with his gas tank. And then I've read a lot about all other fighters doing it now, and I think it's a smart thing to do, putting the right things in your body, making it easier to cut weight. And then even people in boxing, I've seen people do that as well. And I think it's the best thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably one of the best decisions I made, hiring my nutritionist, Tyler Minton. He worked with a handful of, you know, different athletes from UFC, even in one championship. He totally knows everything.
And especially at your age, it's best to get started early rather than later, because you can manage it better now.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, especially when I was younger, you know, I had an idea of what to eat, but I was still pretty lost in terms of how to properly feed myself for performance and recovery. And, you know, that was the only part I dreaded every time I had a fight coming up, was like, oh, that, you know, stepping on the scale, making weight. But once you have all that handled, like, you should just be stress-free, and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, but to move on to like the first question I had for you, how was life like growing up in California?
Oh, I cannot complain. I love it here in California, born and raised here. I'm pretty much live and was born in the South Bay of Los Angeles in SoCal. Right now I reside in Redondo Beach, California, and I'm really lucky to live here, you know, always by the water. I can't complain.
Is it true that your sisters were born in the Philippines before they moved to California?
Yeah, I have three older sisters, and they were all born in the Philippines. And pretty much right when I was still in my mom's stomach, my mom and dad came here to Los Angeles, and I was the only one born here.
Gotcha. How is it being a Filipino American?
I mean, it's best of both worlds. even though I was born here, I've never even been to the Philippines yet. I could definitely say I'm Americanized, but growing up, you know, my mom would still speak Tagalog in the household and just, you know, raise us with Filipino food, Filipino values, all that stuff. So I really have experience on both sides, and I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you sound like, yeah, you don't speak it at all. You speak perfect English, which is crazy. But right. How are your sisters? Do they speak good English just like you?
Or oh, yeah,
do
they speak both? They speak perfect English, don't even have Filipino accents at all, just because when they came here, they were still super young. So they're able to, you know, adjust to the life here in America and the language here and everything.
Oh, that's great. What did you do growing up to pass the time, and what led you to train kickboxing and Muay Thai?
So growing up, like, I was definitely a tomboy as a little girl. I was always interested in sports. Like, I never, like, officially was on a team for anything, but like, I would play soccer outside. I would always longboard and skateboard outside. I'd just always be outside doing something. And it wasn't until I was, like, around 10, 11 years old I wanted to, you know, I started getting into martial arts. And my brother-in-law at the time was training Muay Thai just for fitness, and he kind of showed me a couple moves and introduced it to me because I was still lost on what to join, and I just fell in love with it right away and Googled the closest gym near me, which was Boxing Works, and I've been with Brian Popejoy, my coach, and Boxing Works ever since.
Oh, nice. How long were you training for before your first fight?
I don't know. It's probably like 2 years, 3 years. I think my first fight was like when I was 13 years old.
Whew. How was fighting regionally, and when did one contact you about joining the promotion?
It was pre-COVID, so it was a long time ago. It was probably like October, November of 2019 is when we got, you know, the contract from one. And around that same time here in California, I was supposed to make my professional debut under a different promotion based in California, but you know, that ended up falling through. And then the contract for one came in pretty much right after. It was like, you know, perfect timing, and things were meant to happen, I guess.
How did it feel to get that contract offer?
It felt really surreal and insane, just because that was 2019, the same year Janet made her debut for one championship. Okay. Earlier that year. And I was lucky enough to come along with her and my coach on the first round. And I remember just being there with her. I was like, this is insane. Like, this is exactly where I need to be and where I want to be. And, you know, I made it a goal of myself to get into one championship. And I just would never expect it to be later that year in just several months.
Yeah, I read that, you actually had one or two fights booked for one, and then because of COVID that they had to cancel it, and then that's why it took a while for you to make your debut. Did that kind of suck?
Yeah, I mean, it did suck. Like, I was supposed to fight in March of 2020, like right when everything, you know, came out with COVID, and everyone's still so uninformed at the time with COVID, so like, I really couldn't blame anyone or anything, you know, everyone's going through it. I just knew it was just a little bump on the road, but yeah, definitely, you know, it's like a waiting game, really.
Did you take it as just, it gives me more time to train and then to get ready for whenever my debut is? Did you take it as that, or
yeah,
were you just like, I'm ready to go now, you know?
I definitely took it as that, you know. I'm sure there it's partial mixed feelings, just like, what is going on right now? I kind of want to just like be lazy and, you know, because everyone was just so in the unknown at the time. But even when I'm off fight camp, I'm still training consistently. I know I work hard. So I definitely took that time and viewed it as, you know, time to improve and level up my game.
As you know, we talked about your training partners with Janet Tide, and she won the championship, and now she's gunning for the her second one after she won on Wednesday. What's it like training with her and picking her brain?
Oh man, I don't know. Like, me and Janet's been training together for quite a long time now. Like, I can't remember the exact age. I think we first started training consistently together maybe when I was like 15 or something like that, or 16, somewhere around that. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's really cool to see both of them improve over the years. And most of the time, at least speaking for myself, I don't even really, like, I know I'm improving, but if I look back at old clips or old photos of me and Janet from years back compared to now, it's really cool to see the level of improvement, you know, we both have.
Yeah. How nervous were you going into the Fairtex fight, and did you surprise yourself with the flawless performance that you had? A lot of people gave you rave reviews at how you did.
Thank you. Yeah. I was, you know, before every fight, I definitely have nerves. When I was younger, it'd be to the point where I, you know, psych myself out and scare myself and be like, I hope something happens and the fight gets canceled or not. Those are just the nerves talking. But now, I mean, I was definitely nervous, but it was just almost like jitters, you know, kind of just my body telling me we're ready to do what I've been training to do. Yeah. And surprisingly, you know, with the lights, the camera and all of that, I was still able to kind of remain present, which was a key factor for me in that fight.
Is there any fight that you have lined up yet, or are you just waiting right now?
I'm just waiting right now, still training and trying to stay ready because I'd love to stay active.
Yeah. Are you fighting full-time or do you work on the side? I know some fighters right now, they have to work like a part-time job as they're moving up. Is that something you're doing, or are you just focused fully on fighting?
Pretty much both. I guess you could kind of say fully fighting. I do private coaching for Muay Thai. And,
oh, that's cool.
So it's kind of Muay Thai everything.
How do you like coaching?
I love it a lot. You know, I really didn't expect to like it this much when I first started a few years back. But definitely helps me improve, you know, as a student, as a fighter, and helping other people and, you know, help passing along the knowledge I know. It's a great feeling.
As you know, you like being coached. Like, I can understand that, because you gotta, what you're teaching them, you gotta make sure you know what you're teaching them. So has there ever been a moment where you're teaching and you're like, I didn't really realize this, and you took in what you're teaching them and then applied it to yourself?
Oh yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, it could be anything really. An example would kind of just be like with one client, like, oh, every time they switch kick, they switch right in the middle, instead of switching diagonally in terms of their feet. I'm like, okay, I kind of have that habit too. So just little things you pick up on and you kind of realize, like, those are areas I can work on myself.
What's a typical training schedule like for you for the week? Do you like train every day, like a certain schedule, or does it change?
Yeah, so I train Monday through Saturday, Muay Thai Monday through Saturday. And pretty much 3 days I do strength and conditioning and then Muay Thai. And then the other 3 days I do Muay Thai twice in the morning and at night. And of course I have my runs, my occasional runs and jogs I do on certain days. So yeah, pretty much 2 sessions a day along with some runs for 6 days a week.
Are there any hobbies you have in your time away from training to keep your mind at bay? That way you're not just solely focused on training and then coaching?
Yeah, I mean, like, I love hanging out with my friends, hanging out with my girlfriends, but, you know, I, as of right now with COVID happening, I'm totally fine being a homebody. I don't mind just staying at home, relaxing with my dog, my boyfriend, watching some Netflix before, you know, I love to cook also, and just, I live here by the beach, cool. So just walking around by the beach, I just doing some relaxing low-key stuff.
Any good shows that you've watched lately on Netflix?
Yeah, I've been watching, I'm into some random shows, but I've been watching Good Girls. It's like these three moms, suburban moms.
Oh, yeah.
Money. Yeah, it's pretty hilarious. So.
Yeah, I've caught my wife watching that several times. I think she just finished it. Yeah, that's good. That's good. I just, Not on Netflix, but on Disney. I've been watching Falcon and Winter Soldier. Then, just because I'm nostalgic, I've been watching the Mighty Ducks new show on there. Just okay, reliving my past movies. So I've been watching that. It's always good to like do something different to keep your mind off of it, because if you're always on it, you're gonna just stress too much. And it's good to like just relax for a moment and then get your mind off things.
Oh yeah, I mean, when I was younger, I was like, of course, Muay Thai is a ginormous part of my life and a lot of my focus and attention is there, but I definitely believe in having a balance between gym life, fighting life, and, you know, your personal life and other stuff you do and outside of the gym. So I really think that's super important and helps keep me sane.
What do your friends, family, and parents think about all of this, like the training and everything? Are they very supported? Were they not at first and then came around, or have they always been supportive of you?
Yeah, like I said, I started this when I was really young, when I was 11. So my family, they always knew how passionate I was about training Muay Thai and fighting. But it wasn't until like my first year when I was in college attending school, I told them like, I kind of want to just get out of school and keep this thing consistent and see where it takes me. And of course, you know, it's a unheard of road, and all my sisters already kind of went through school and college. So they're kind of just like, oh, I don't know. There was some doubt there, which is normal. You know, they just want the best for me. But so there was definitely doubt in the beginning, but right now they know I'm doing what I should be doing.
Yeah, they were probably just making sure you're making the right decision for yourself.
Yeah.
And now that they see you put 100% into what you're doing, I'm pretty sure that they're backing you 100% and they like what you're
doing. Definitely. They're super proud of me and really excited and happy to see more and more fights. So.
Yeah. How do you get ready for the time difference when you go to Singapore, knowing and it's totally, I believe it's from me, it's I think 12-hour difference. So for you, it's a little bit, I think, more. How do you game plan for that?
So usually it's been a while since I left the country besides February, but usually when I go to a different place, it's easy for me to adjust. It's when I come home, it's harder for me to adjust and I get jet lagged. But going there, I kind of have no issues. Like the first day we landed in Singapore, I kind of felt a little sleepy, but I forced myself to stay up on their time. And it's really not an issue for me. I get adjusted within like a day, really.
So you just go in there like, okay, I'm just going to do it right when I get there. Or do you like kind of try and get yourself ready like days beforehand, kind of like staying up?
No, I just show up and I'll just adjust to it.
That's the best way. What's so special about Boxing Works that keeps you motivated to train? Like you said, you've been there for probably 6-7 years, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, definitely longer. It's been almost 12 years or something like that.
Oh,
yeah, because I've only been with Boxing Works and Brian Pope.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I love it there. You know, we have a very like family-like environment at Boxing Works. And, you know, Brian's the best. You can't complain with like when you have a coach like Brian and the type of person he is. It rubs off on everyone, and everyone's willing to learn and help each other out and grow together. And I mean, I can't really ask for more.
What makes him such a good coach? Because that's what I hear from all other people I interview. Like from him, I've heard like I interviewed like Derek Minner from UFC. He says that like he just says James Krause, who's his coach, he loves him so much because he's so detail oriented and he focuses on the fighter instead of just how they should be. He focuses on their strengths. What does Brian do for you that makes him so good?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much similar to that, but like, you know, Brian's just such a great person in general, and in terms of a coach, he's just like a wizard at Muay Thai and just constantly studying, you know, footage, old footage, new footage. It doesn't even have to be Muay Thai footage, it could be boxing footage, and the way he picks these videos up and different details and techniques and just kind of like melds them together in his own way. It's just something really, really crazy to me, even like 12 years later. But I know Janet's mentioned this too, but it's a big factor is he's one, like he's very patient with us and he will try to work. He will work on your strengths as a fighter. He won't change you and try to implement things that stylistically you may not do. You may not, maybe you're not too comfortable doing or whatever, but I think that's huge because I feel like there's a good amount of coaches who will try to change you as a fighter where you could kind of just strengthen certain aspects you're really pretty strong at. But
what's your favorite performance that you've done in your career?
It'd have to be my professional debut on the championship. I really believe that's the best I've fought in all my fights.
What do you think you did in that fight that was the difference maker compared to any other fight? Because you came in and you controlled it from the beginning.
Yeah, I think that was probably it. Really, was setting the tone right away. Because I'm a counter fighter. I could be patient sometimes, and many fights I've been a little too patient where it cost me. And I understood coming into one championship on such a huge promotion, it's like you only have one time to make a first impression. So I knew I had to press on the gas when I had to in a smart way. I think I executed that well.
How do you deal with the stress of doing press and media and everything that comes along with fighting for one now compared to the small promotions where you probably don't do as much?
Yeah, it's the smaller promotions back here at home, we don't really do it at all, really. So it's all super new to me, just having a bunch of emails from, you know, from one media saying like, oh, we have this interview, we have this interview, we have these questions, these articles. So it's a lot. But I mean, you know, we signed up for this. I don't mind it. And I love getting word out of Muay Thai, female Muay Thai, my gym, everything about it. So I can't complain about it.
Do you have any want in the future to do a little bit of MMA, or are you just focused on the Muay Thai and kickboxing sector of it?
Yeah, no MMA in the future. Right now, just striking, just, you know, getting the Muay Thai and kickboxing belt is the ultimate goal right now.
One of my last questions I have for you, what advice do you have for future kickboxers and Muay Thai amateurs looking to make it big?
You know, there's a bunch of stuff, but I guess the main thing that really helped me is like, and I know people who really love this sport and really want it badly would understand, is like, you just got to keep going, you got to keep pushing. And you know, it's easy to want things right away. I think we're all kind of guilty of that, but if you really take in the time and put in the hard work day after day, it's going to come to you, you know, later in the road. It could be today, it could be a year from now, but that's kind of just where I felt, what I felt happened for me, for instance. So I think just, you know, being patient and putting in the work and everything is going to come into fruition for you.
Do you see yourself in a one championship long term, or is there like a goal that you're setting for yourself for any other promotion?
I mean, as of right now, in terms of just for Muay Thai and kickboxing, I'd say one championship is probably the best place to be in terms of, you know, the grand promotion that it is. So as of right now, I'd love to stay with one championship long term. They're really treating Muay Thai and kickboxers well, which is very uncommon right now.
My last question, what has one championship done to make you feel so welcome within the promotion?
I think just, you know, it's, especially in this day and age, it's like they really have their social media team on point with everything. And that's a big factor right now, is having that, you know, exposure. And I think the fact that they still, you know, on social media share exposure of fighters who win and who lose, I think that's a great thing that a lot of promotions aren't doing. And that definitely makes you feel like they have your support.
I know from my side of things, they've been very great to deal with. They've been very detailed, great to talk to, send things up on our end. So I can only imagine how well they are on your end.
Oh, yeah. Like, just like the last, my first fight for them, like, you know, we had a quarantine and stuff, but everything was laid out to our schedules, all that. So I feel like we didn't really have to do much, but do what we have to do, which was train and make weight and fight with no stress at all that week. So
that's what was going to be my last thing was, how's the schedule like within quarantine? Is it easy or did you have to get used to it?
I think the first day we were just kind of getting used to it because you can still train. The training sessions are in the hotel and you get like 2 sessions a day. But they're by appointment system because of COVID, you know, not everybody can be in the gym. So it wasn't hard, but that was just the one thing I was kind of getting used to, is making those appointments. But after that, it was just a breeze. It was super easy. You each have a liaison officer you could report to. They help you out with literally everything and anything. So they made it extremely easy being there.
And is it just you and Brian, I assume, or is there anybody else? I know from a couple of people that I've talked to in one that they said that usually right now with COVID, it's just you and one of your coaches, and sometimes they let a second one come with you guys.
Yeah, sometimes they like have, you know, a second corner. I think also if you have like I could be wrong, I think like if you have a title fight, you could have 2 corners. But as of right now for COVID, it's just 1 corner, your main coach. So just Brian with us the last time in February.
And then I'm sorry for asking another one, but how do you feel about like going 5 rounds compared to 3 rounds? Is it any different for you, or is it something that you'll be able to get used to?
I think it's something I'd be able to get used to. My last fight was 3 rounds. Even when I was an amateur, I've fought several fights where they were 3 minutes. Also, because here in California, they're 2 minutes for amateurs. I've fought like 5 rounds, 2 minutes, and I definitely think my gas tanks and all that is a lot better than it was even just a year ago. So, you know, it'll be different when we have that opportunity to fight that five round title fight. But I don't think it's going to be anything that I'd have to, you know, have a hard time adjusting to.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I just want to thank you for coming on, congratulate you on your debut. I'm looking forward to seeing you dominate these 2 divisions.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
Yep. I would like to wish you a great career, and I hope you have a nice rest of your day.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
That was Jackie Bunnan of One Championship. She's going to, to me, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Muay Thai and kickboxing division of our weight class. She won her debut against Fairtex and had a flawless performance in this. But definitely keep an eye out for her with our next fight. She's waiting to be booked, but I know she's going to win that. She's going to look great doing so. But once again, this is Cage My IQ. You can look at us right here on all of our social media channels. Here's our plugins right there to the left. I'm your host / producer, Daniel Bakley. And once again, this is Cage My IQ, the best place for MMA content. Make sure you follow us on all those channels, especially YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's where all of our content is posted. And then now we're on Twitch. So every Monday at 8:30, we go live recapping the pay-per-views. And then soon we're going to be doing live streams for the UFC events that are on pay-per-view. So check us out then. And then just give us some love. And then once again, like I said before, we're affiliated with the Sports Box right here. And you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. So many podcasts on there from every sport. Plus, there's 2 MMA podcasts with us being one of them. Great group of guys. Once again, I am D-Bake. And then I had Jackie Button on here. You can follow her on social media at Jackie Bunton. And then here's some photos of her with her career. And there's her performance right there, debut against Wonder Guard Fairtex. And then here's her with her training partner, Janet Todd. But once again, I am your host, D-Bake, and you guys have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for watching this episode of Cage My IQ on the Sports Box. Please remember to follow us on all of our social media outlets. On Facebook at Sports Box Show, Twitter at Sports Box Show, Instagram at The Sports Box Show. Find us on YouTube and join Outside the Box, our Facebook sports discussion group. The Sports Box is brought to you by our sponsor, Showcase Sports in Hamilton. Showcase Sports for the elite athlete. And also our friends over at CrowdPlay. Download the free CrowdPlay app today and use promo code THEBOX at sign up for 10 free points. Thank you for joining us.